Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 12 and 13. When your days are fulfilled and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring after you, who shall come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. These words from God to David are powerful promise with application right then and far from then. So we know that part of the application of this promise is in David's son, Solomon, who would indeed build a house, a temple, for the dwelling of God's glory. Just as God had promised, that's exactly what happened in David's son, Solomon. At the same time, when you hear the words, I will establish his kingdom, in verse 12, you might think, okay, so this is talking just about Solomon. But when you get to verse 13, and God says, I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. That word forever just takes it up a whole nother notch. This is not just talking about David's kingdom or Solomon's throne that would last throughout Solomon's life. We're talking about a throne, a kingdom that would last forever, like without end, like still going on today, and 10,000, 10 trillion years from now, still going on. Forever is the word that 2 Samuel 7, 13 uses. And so during this Advent season, we remember God's promise, not just to bless David or David's son, Solomon, but God was going to send a king through David's line, through Solomon's line, who would reign forever. David's not reigning anymore. Solomon's not reigning anymore. And all the kings we read about in the Old Testament aren't reigning anymore. Jesus comes as king, and he is still reigning. And he will always reign as king. So all throughout the Old Testament, we see this promise of a royal line and God's provision for his people through a coming king. And the Advent season reminds us that Jesus is that king, and his kingdom will last forever. So, God, we pray with total trust in you. Kingdoms come, kingdoms fall in this world. Presidents come, presidents go. Leaders come, leaders go. Kings come, kings go. One king remains. One king reigns over all history. And his name is Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we praise you. We worship you as our king. We bow down on our faces before you as our king. You are a great king. You are the best king. And you are king forever. What great news. We think about even maybe a leader we've liked in our life, and then they're not there anymore, and we are discouraged. God, we praise you that there will never be a day where we're discouraged in this sense, because Jesus is our king now, and Jesus will be our king forever and ever and ever. So Jesus, we worship you now, and we will worship you forever and ever and ever. We praise you as the promised king from David's line, whose throne is established for all of eternity. And we pray that you'd help us to live today to honor you as king, tomorrow to honor you as king. Every day you give us breath, help us to honor you as king as we look forward to an eternity in your kingdom, honoring you as our king. We praise you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen.